We've just learned, according to Reuters, that Jeffrey Epstein will not be released on bail. He will remain in jail.
Members of domestic crime rings stick together and watch each other's backs. That would include international crime syndicates. The name of the game for them is domination. Accumulate control, wealth, and power. And every once in a while, whether it's because somebody stepped over a line, made a syndicate-threatening mistake, or they just need to create a diversion, they'll throw one of their own under a bus or just make one or two of them disappear in some accident or shoot them in the back of the head, fit them with a pair of cement shoes, and throw them in the ocean. So we have to admit that what the entire deal is with Jeffrey Epstein is still a mystery. We know what mainstream media is saying, but let's face it. Most of us know that corporate media puppets work for their own international crime families and organizations, and they have their own agendas and narratives to push. And from every indication, all these people are in bed together anyway. My question is, if Epstein is such a high roller as we've been told, why is the international crime community pushing him out into the public to endure all this media attention and scrutiny? If he's really a guy with that much power, that many connections, that much influence and wealth, why is he the fall guy? Or is he a fall guy? I don't believe for a second that this guy is stupid. Surely he realized early on in his criminal career, as he hobnobbed with the big boys, that he needs to cover his ass every chance he gets. If he had that much power and commanded as many resources as we're being told, surely he had every room, every hallway, every asset bugged with at least an audio recording device, if not fully decked out with state-of-the-art surveillance. I mean, let's just think like criminals for a second. Very rich criminals. You're smart enough to know that even if you can trust the people you hang out with today, there's no guarantee that you'll be able to trust them tomorrow. After all, they are criminals. They don't care about anybody but themselves. Some of them would sell their own mothers into slavery if they knew it meant gaining more power and control. So if and when the day comes they try to publicly push you out into oncoming traffic, it seems like somebody like Epstein and others in the criminal underworld would have covered their bases and accumulated terabytes of data on anybody who has the potential to rat them out. Today, it's reported that Epstein was denied bail, which means a well-connected so-called billionaire elitist with tons of political and international connections is going to stay behind bars.
Good afternoon. I'm Sigrid McCauley. I'm a partner with the law firm of Boies, Schiller & Flexner, and I represent a number of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. We're thrilled today with a ruling by Judge Berman, and we thank Alex Ross Miller and his entire team for the hard work that they've put in to get to this place. Only by taking away the freedom of Jeffrey Epstein can we restore the freedom of these victims. They have been living in fear and intimidation since the day they were abused by him, and now he is in jail. We thank everyone for their efforts in helping us get to this day. Thank you very much.
How much of what's being reported is true regarding Epstein? Why is he the one being paraded around as a sex trafficker when there are so many more high-profile people out there of his sort? What's this news story distracting us from? As bad as sex trafficking is, especially child sex trafficking, what else does this link to? Drug running? International arms sales? Political favors? Banking fraud? Espionage regarding national security secrets? We've learned that as far as the masses go, fake stream media tells the people only what they want them to know as they silently slide by their own objectives. So what is it we're being diverted from? Often, it's not revealed until years later that this kind of thing is merely the tip of a mountainous, hidden iceberg. So what do you guys think about this? What do you think's really going on regarding Epstein? Is he a Mossad agent? Is he an Israeli spy like billionaire Hollywood movie producer Arnon Milchan is? Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Google Thought Police in the comments section below. If you guys enjoy these videos, be sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, and share it with everybody you know. Also, check out over 100 hard-hitting designs in the shirt store, and if you want to support more content, hit me up on Patreon or PayPal. All those links will be in the description and in the pinned comment. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.